Few horrors can touch us as deeply and organically as the idea of a human-ape hybrid, which would seem a monstrosity almost beyond comprehension. And yet, according to many, such beasts were actually developed by the Soviet Union under Stalin in anticipation of war with the United States. They would be super soldiers whose very existence was terrorism. How far did this project actually go? Stalin's human-ape hybrids is today on Skeptoid. Head on over to skeptoid.com/store and explore the Skeptoid store where curiosity meets cool. We have books, socks, shirts, hoodies, and more. Check out our slick new Bigfoot design, where the mystery of this legendary cryptid never looked so good. And while you're here, don't forget to grab a Skeptoid USB drive, your portal to all episodes and all our movies, now including the UFO movie They Don't Want You to See. That's not all we have planned. We have a lineup of way more cool stuff coming soon. So head on over, skeptoid.com/store, and snag your swag. This episode is sponsored in part by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You're listening to Skeptoid. I'm Brian Dunning from Skeptoid.com. Stalin's Human-Ape Hybrids. It was the Soviet dictator's dream, soldiers with no fear, with superhuman strength and endurance, who would follow any order, eat anything, and ignore pain or injury. Workers who could do the labor of 10 men without complaint, and with no thought of personal time off and no desire for pay. A force to carry the Soviet Union through its 5-year plan for economic development and to make the nation invincible in war. Stalin's goal, according to the modern mythology, was no less than a slave race of scientifically bred beings that were half human and half ape, a race he hoped would combine tremendous physical strength, dumb loyalty, and a human's ability to follow direction and perform complex tasks. But how much of this is true, and how much is the invention of modern writers and filmmakers looking for the sensational story? It was no secret that a renowned Russian biologist, Ilya Ivanovich Ivanov, spent much of his career working on just this. Around 1900, he gained great fame and national acclaim with his work on artificially inseminating horses, increasing the number of horses that could be bred by a factor of about 20. For a pre-industrialized nation, this was a tremendous economic accomplishment. Primarily funded by the Veterinary Department of the Russian Interior Ministry, Ivanov carried this technology to its next logical step, the creation of specialized hybrid animals for agricultural and industrial purposes, as well as for the sake of advancing the science. His artificial insemination experiments successfully crossed many closely related species, donkeys and zebras, mice and rats and other rodents, birds and various species of cattle. As early as 1910, Ivanov lectured on the possibility of crossing humans and apes, citing artificial insemination as the method of choice due to prevailing ethical objections to, interspecies partying, for lack of a better term. However, before he could make any progress, Ivanov's work came to an abrupt halt in 1917 with the Russian Revolution, which effectively dissolved most existing government programs and eliminated all of his funding. The new Soviet government was committed to technical innovation and science, but it took 7 long years for Ivanov to rebuild his network of support. Ivanov's entire career could be fairly characterized as a constant fundraising effort, desperately seeking resources for his hybridization dream and other projects, and failing 9 times out of 10. He should have been so lucky as to have the government come to him with an offer, much less an order. Interestingly, many modern articles about Ivanov portray his work as a religiously motivated crusade. It's often said that the Russian and Soviet governments funded Ivanov not for any practical purpose, but merely out of atheist activism and to prove evolutionary biology to show that creationism has no place. Amid the developing nations' immense problems with famine and agricultural development, this would seem to be a bizarre reason to explore the capabilities of animal insemination. Nevertheless, there's an element of truth to it. In voicing support for Ivanov's 1924 grant proposal, the representative of the Commissariat of Agriculture said,
"The topic proposed by Professor Ivanov should become a decisive blow to the religious teachings and may be aptly used in our propaganda and in our struggle for the liberation of working people from the power of the church."
It's not clear whether this was the Commissariat's actual position or whether it was simply a sales tactic. Either is plausible. Ivanov himself is not known to have ever expressed interest in this interpretation of his work. After all, he'd been studying reproduction as a scientist for almost 30 years, since long before the Soviet state existed. It took another year for this particular proposal to be funded. Apes were prohibitively expensive and rare in Russia, so Ivanov set off for Africa to set up a new lab. After some false starts, he finally launched his own facility in Guinea with chimpanzees netted for him by local hunters. Using sperm from an unidentified man, Ivanov made 3 artificial insemination attempts on his female chimps. Because Ivanov observed that the local Africans viewed chimps as inferior humans and viewed humans who had contact with chimps as tainted, he performed these inseminations in secret with only his son present as an assistant. Ivanov knew that a mere 3 attempts was inadequate to hope for any success, but the difficulties and expenses of maintaining and inseminating the chimps was too great. So he conceived a more sustainable experimental technique, collecting the sperm of only 2 or 3 male apes, and then using that to artificially inseminate human women. He found no support for his plan in Africa, in large part because he had proposed to inseminate women in hospitals without their knowledge or consent. So he returned to the Soviet Union with his remaining chimps and founded a primate station in Sukhum on the Black Sea. Only 1 mature male survived, an orangutan named Tarzan. By 1929, the plan was to have 5 women be artificially inseminated and then live at Ivanov's institute with a gynecologist for 1 full year. But just as the first woman volunteer was secured, known only to history as G, Tarzan died. Ivanov ordered 5 male chimps, but just as they were delivered, his life suddenly turned in a new direction, driven by the constant turmoil of philosophies and favoritisms in the Soviet Union. Ivanov was accused of sabotaging the Soviet agricultural system and various political crimes, leading to his arrest a few months later. G never visited the Sukhum station, and no sperm was ever harvested from the new chimps. Ivanov died after 2 years of exile.
Are you ready to take your Skeptoid experience to the next level? Head on over to skeptoid.com/gopremium to become a proud member and unlock a world of exclusive benefits. Picture this: ad-free listening and extended versions of every new episode, diving deep into the mysteries and real truth without interruption. Take this opportunity to elevate your journey and join the Skeptoid community today. Skeptoid.com/gopremium.
Ivanov's primate station survived, however, and became his only real legacy. By the 1960s, it had over 2,000 apes and monkeys, and was employed by the Soviet and American space programs. But nobody ever followed his ape-human hybrid research there, though conventional artificial insemination was often employed among its primate population. So does this history support or contradict the claim that Stalin wanted an ape-man hybrid race of slave super warriors? Well, it certainly doesn't confirm it. Contrary to the modern version of the story, Stalin personally had no connection with Ivanov or his work, and probably didn't even know about it. No evidence has ever surfaced that Stalin or the Soviet government ever went out looking for someone to create an ape-man super soldier, though it's certainly possible that someone evaluating Ivanov's proposal may have made such an extrapolation. Yet in 2005, the Scottish newspaper The Scotsman reported the following.
The Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin ordered the creation of Planet of the Apes-style warriors by crossing humans with apes, according to recently uncovered secret documents. Moscow archives show that in the mid-1920s, Russia's top animal-breeding scientist, Ilya Ivanov, was ordered to turn his skills from horse and animal work to the quest for a super warrior.
The latter claim that Ivanov was ordered to shift his work we've found to be demonstrably untrue. The former claim that secret documents have been uncovered in Moscow is a little hard to swallow. The article gives no information whatsoever about these alleged documents, and no source is even mentioned. A search of Russian-language newspapers reveals no news stories about this at all, prior to the Scotsman's article. Certainly, there are documents somewhere pertaining to the grants Ivanov received from both the Russian and the Soviet governments, but if these are what the Scotsman referred to, they are wrong when they describe them as secret, as recently uncovered, and that they showed Ivanov was ordered to create a super warrior. From what I can see, the Scotsman's story was merely another in a long line of cases where a journalist fills a slow news day with a sensationalized and/or fictionalized version of very old news, just as the National Enquirer did with the Roswell UFO story in 1978. In that case, the TV show Unsolved Mysteries picked it up and broadcast an imaginative reconstruction based on the article, and launched a famous legend. In this instance, the show Monster Quest picked up the Scotsman article and broadcast a 2008 episode called Stalin's Ape Man. The internet has been full of articles about Stalin's supposed experiments ever since. Interestingly, a very thorough and well-researched episode of Unsolved History on the Discovery Channel called Humanzy, which was all about human-ape hybrid experiments, did not mention Stalin or the Ivanov experiments at all. Why not? Because it was made in 1998, 7 years before the Scotsman published its unsourced article, and introduced a new fiction into pop culture. Humanzy focused on a particular chimp named Oliver, still living as of today, who has a bald head, prefers to walk upright, and has a number of other eerily human-like tendencies. Although Oliver has been long promoted as a hybrid, genetic testing found that he's simply a normal chimp. This result was disappointing to cryptozoologists and conspiracy theorists, but it did not surprise primatologists who knew that each of Oliver's unusual features is within the range of normal chimps. In fact, this was established 20 years ago by testing done in Japan, and again in 1996. It's just that nobody reported it, since it was not the sensational version of the story. Oliver is not a hybrid. Ivanov produced no hybrids, and other scientists have at least looked into it and never created any. There are the usual unsourced stories out of China of hybrids being created in labs, and even one from Florida in the 1920s. Desmond Morris, author of The Naked Ape, reported rumors of unidentified researchers in Africa growing hybrids, but even he dismissed it as no more than the last quasi-scientific twitchings of the dying mythology. none of these tall tales are supported by any meaningful evidence. But is it possible? Biologists who have studied the question are split, but the majority appear to think it is not, at least not from simple artificial insemination. But one conclusion can be drawn as a certainty, at least to my satisfaction. The urban legend that Stalin ordered Ivanov, or anyone else, to create an ape-man super soldier is patently false. It has all the hallmarks and appearance of imaginative writers creating their own news, and it was done at the expense of Ilya Ivanov, whose proper place as a giant in the field of biology has been unfairly overshadowed by a made-up fiction. Treat this one as you would any urban myth. Be skeptical. Skeptoid is made possible by financial support from listeners. Come to skeptoid.com and click on Support Skeptoid. PayPal's recurring micropayments make it really easy and painless for you to make a big difference in helping me to continue producing this show. You're listening to Skeptoid. I'm Brian Dunning from Skeptoid.com.
From PRX.